so strengthened and encouraged and revived, renewed in the presence of the Lord and in the company of the saints. And so are you. Aren't you thankful for that? I'm glad for the family of God called by His wonderful name, the name that is above every name. I want to turn your attention to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4. I want to read just a couple of verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I'll begin reading with verse 3 through verse number 6. Glad to have everybody back from the Christmas holiday. And I'm glad to be back. I've been traveling back and forth to Tennessee. My dad hasn't been well, but the Lord's touched him again. He just got out of the hospital on Christmas Day, and he was thrilled and rejoicing. And so I'm glad that he's still alive. Praise God. God's still doing wonderful things. But if our gospel be hid, everybody say our gospel. It's not a gospel that we generated or created or came up with. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light, everybody say the light. What happens to a dark place or a dark room whenever a light comes on? There's illumination. You begin to see things that you did not see before. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, would you say it's glorious? Who is the image of God, the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves, your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light. Everybody say, to give the light. Somebody say, illumination. Of the knowledge of the glory of God. Remember stories in the Old Testament about the manifestation of the glory? To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I want to share with you the greatest message in all of the world. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's what we're going to preach in 2016. And when you preach it, and when I preach it, people are going to hear. They're going to believe, and they're going to call, and they're going to be saved. It's going to happen. But we cannot preach it unless we are sent. And God will not send you until He is sure that you know the one true glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Can we pray for just a moment, and let's move in faith and in the Spirit of our God today. Can you lift your voice? If you're an intercessor, can you join with me right now? in prayer. And let's pray and let's move in the Spirit. Let's move in the Spirit of truth today. Let's move in the Holy Ghost for just a few moments. And let's hear the word of the Lord, the word that is able to lift us and illuminate us, that we might see and have knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Come on, just for a few more moments. Lord, help me to tune in to the frequency of the Holy Ghost. Help me, Lord Jesus, God. Oh, Lord, to fix, Lord, my focus upon you and to tune in to what you have already said and are still saying in this hour. In Jesus' wonderful name, let all the church, amen, that knows that their God is the only true God, let all the house begin to clap and shout and rejoice, because our God is one and our God is the King, and there's no one like Him, and He's worthy of all the praise and all the worship. You may be seated. The glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. If you will take some time and begin to peruse through the scriptures, starting with the book of Genesis, you will see the beginnings of God's communication of this glorious gospel. And I will pause and inject this. If all you know is what is written in the New Testament, and you don't know what was spoken in the Old Testament, then you probably don't know the whole gospel yet. Because the whole gospel was first preached in the Old Testament before it was ever preached in the New Testament. The Bible refers to this gospel as the gospel of Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of peace, and the gospel of the grace of God, and the gospel of the blessed God. But somebody say there's only one gospel. I asked a young lad last night, I asked him this question. I said, who do you think preached the gospel for the very first time? Do any of you guys know? Who preached the gospel for the very first time? Anybody want to answer that? Who was it? Was it Abraham? Was it Isaac? Was it David? Was it Moses? No, it sure wasn't. It was God Himself. God Himself began to preach the gospel, and it's recorded in the very first book we have in our Holy Bible, the book of Genesis. Amen. And we read in Genesis chapter number 3, verses number 15, after the sin and the fall of man, after the Lord found them hiding and afraid and naked in the garden, hallelujah, the Bible says that God began to speak to them, and He began to give them some information of some things that He was going to do in the future. And it was good news. And in Genesis 3 and 14 and 15, and the Lord God said to the serpent, you're about to have a bad day, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly thou shalt go, and there's nothing that He could do about it. And dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Isn't that something? Aren't we made of the dust of the ground? A snake don't just slither around and eat dirt. He's referring to eating the flesh. He's referring to consuming on the flesh of humanity. And He says, the dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. In verse number 15, we start to see and hear, amen, the beginnings of the gospel message. And the Lord said, I will put enmity, amen, between thee and the woman. Somebody said, there's something in between. There's something in between the seed of the woman and the seed of the adversary. And the Bible says it. He calls this an it. it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And if you know anything about Jesus Christ, that's exactly what happened. When Jesus came, amen, he bruised the head of the devil. He was not the seed of a man. Amen. He came through virgin birth, the seed or the egg of a woman. Hello? So we see the beginnings of the gospel message. Amen. Aren't you glad that God foretold? Amen. He foreknew and he spoke the things that he was going to do, and nothing could stop him from doing what he determined that he himself, he alone would do. Notice in the scripture that when Adam and Eve had sinned, when they had transgressed, when they ate of the tree of the knowledge of the good and of good and evil, which people are still eating from today, figuratively speaking, people love the knowledge of good and evil. Even in the house of God, there's people that are still chewing on the knowledge of good and evil, and they get it from all kinds of sources. But I'm here to tell you that there's a tree of life that you can partake of, and it will give you eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm here today to partake of the tree of life. And we read further in the scriptures. We hear about the story of Abraham, how God began to call Abraham, and he spoke to him, and he shared some things with him that he did not share with anyone else at that particular time. Amen. He began to speak promises and prophecies to him. And in the book of Genesis, chapter number 12 and verse number 3, the Lord speaks to this man, and he says, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. We are to rejoice, because he didn't just say Israel. He didn't just say the Jewish people. He said all families of the earth will be blessed in thee. And we take it a step further into the New Testament for a moment. Galatians verse 3, or chapter 3, verse 7, records it like this. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen. Not just the Israel or the Jews, but he would justify the heathen. Say, that's us. And this is what the scripture says concerning the Old Testament. The Bible says that God would justify the heathen through faith. Comma, look at the next word. He preached before the gospel unto Abraham. Who preached the gospel to Abraham? It was God. God began to preach the gospel to Adam and Eve. And now we see God's preaching the gospel, the good news. He's preaching, amen, that he's going to do something, that he's going to bless some people. Hallelujah. He's preaching that he's going to do something in the future, and the world's never going to be the same. So he begins to preach the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. And Hebrews 2 verses 16, for verily he, speaking of Jesus Christ, took not on him the nature of angels, but he took upon him the seed of Abraham. Huh? And he said to Abraham, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And he was talking about the seed. The seed that will bruise the head of the adversary. He said it'll be the seed of Abraham. And Jesus, the Bible says, he didn't take on the form or the nature of angels, but he took on the seed of Abraham. Galatians 3:16, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. Somebody say the promise. The gospel is in the promises. The gospel is in all the prophecies of the scripture. He saith not, and to seeds, plural, as of many, but as of one. Everybody say one seed. And to thy seed, which is Christ. One seed. There's only one seed that can bruise the head of the serpent. There's only one seed that can destroy the adversary. There's only one seed that can conquer death, hell, and the grave. And that seed is Jesus Christ. And when you get in that seed and that seed gets in you, the power that was in him will be in you. And what he did, you will do. Somebody say that's good news. But we first heard about it in the Old Testament. You ever notice when the apostles got to preaching? In fact, on the day of Pentecost, Peter reached way back into history. Started talking about Abraham and Moses and David and about the prophecies. And he says, you need to hear, you need to listen up, because this is the fulfillment of what the Lord spoke through the prophets many years ago. Hallelujah. What did he preach? He preached the only gospel. He preached glad tidings. He preached good news to the people. And then in Genesis 22, we read when Abraham is taking his son Isaac to sacrifice him on the mountain, that God said, go here and offer your son. A prophetic word came from this man of God, who was also given visions, and the spirit of prophecy came upon him. And Abraham said to his son Isaac, quote unquote, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And so both of them went together. Someone say that's good news. If God says to Abraham, amen, hallelujah, that I'm going to do something, I'm going to bless all the nations because of you, and in your seed all the nations shall be blessed. I'm telling you, Abraham was given some insight of things that God was going to do in the future. And therefore, Abraham had that spiritual utterance because of that knowledge that was seeded in his life, that in the future there will come a time, amen, a day, hallelujah, designated by God, that God will provide himself a lamb. Somebody say the lion will become the lamb. Hallelujah. But it was prophesied in the Old Testament. And then we move forward in 2 Samuel chapter number 7, verses 11 and 12. Amen. The Spirit of God is speaking through the prophet, hallelujah, unto David. And the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 11 through 12, and as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee a house. David, you've been trying to build me a house. You've been trying to have church by yourself. Amen. You have good intentions, but what you build isn't good enough. I'm going to build you a house. Hello, somebody. Does anybody know the scriptures that I'm talking about? God says, I'm going to build you a house. The Bible says that Jesus came from the seed of Abraham, and also he was called the Son of David. He was talking about the body of Jesus Christ, that we would also come into. Somebody say, the Lord's building his house. If the Lord's not building the house, then the laborers are laboring in vain. But the Lord is building his house. He's building his church. But it was spoke about in the Old Testament. In verse 12, and when thy days be fulfilled, David, you will sleep with your fathers. But I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. Say, that's good news. Are you still following me? Hallelujah. And now let's take a few steps further in Psalm 72. Hallelujah. He is speaking those things which are going to come to pass. And he's talking about the king. He's talking about God. And he says, he shall come down like rain upon the mown grass and showers that water the earth. Who's going to come? God's going to come to earth. God's going to come down like rain upon the mown grass. He's going to come down like showers that water the earth. And in his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion. Who? God. The one that's going to come down upon the earth. Hallelujah. He's going to come down like rain. Hallelujah. He's going to come down like former and latter rain together. Hallelujah. And he shall have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Yea, all the kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth. The poor also in him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and the needy, and he shall save the souls of the needy. Hallelujah. The Bible says, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Those people who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness are the needy people among us. They recognize that they need him. And his name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. And men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. That's good news, ladies and gentlemen. If I was David and the prophet was speaking to me, I would say, that's good news. That's good news, because you mean to tell me that omnipotence and omniscience and sovereignty is coming to earth? Yes. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. Hallelujah, that I'm coming. There's going to come a day where I will come and I will save my own people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 7 and 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. That's not just in the New Testament. Emmanuel's mentioned, I think, twice in the Old Testament. How many knows that Emmanuel means? It means God with us. He's pointing for the future. He's preaching the gospel. He is preaching the good news that something's going to happen, something big, something tremendous, something glorious is going to happen. Hallelujah. And in Isaiah chapter number 9, verse number 2, and the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. He's speaking those things that are not as though they already were. Hallelujah. Come on, that's how the spirit of prophecy will work. And they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them had the light shined. Verse 5, for every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and a fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Somebody say Jesus. His name shall be called Wonderful. His name shall be called Counselor. His name shall be called the Mighty God. His name shall be called the Everlasting Father. Hallelujah. One God with all these names. He's Wonderful. He's Counselor. He's the Mighty God. He's the Everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. He's all that and more. Come on, if that's still great news, you're to rejoice and thank God that you've heard it and you know it and you still believe it. Come on, everybody, praise him. Hallelujah. That's good news. That's good news. The prophet's speaking. He said, unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And the name of this child, his name shall be called Wonderful. Yeah, yeah. And you know, God gave himself his name. No one else gave it to him. He chose it for himself. He said, well, I'll just be named. I think, what is it in Hebrew? Yeshua or Yahshua? And translated Jesus in English? Praise God. The increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. What does it say? The increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. And the zeal of the Lord will perform this. Say, that's good news. and in Isaiah chapter number 11, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign for the people. Amen. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Oh, hallelujah. His rest shall be glorious. In Isaiah 28, he talks about the Spirit of God. Amen. He talks about with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. He said, this is the rest and the refreshing. Hallelujah, that he'll cause the weary to rest. And Jesus Christ, amen, I know I'm kind of jumping back and forth, but I am in the Bible. But Jesus Christ said, come to me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. There's only one rest that is eternal. And there's only one source of that rest, and it is Jesus Christ. But before Jesus Christ, his name was mentioned in the New Testament, he was preached and prophesied and promised in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. And in Isaiah chapter number 12, verse number 2, oh, hallelujah, we need to get a hold of this verse of Scripture. Behold, God is my salvation. God isn't just our creator, but God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he also is become, he's become my salvation. And we know, amen, that there is one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, and that's the name of Jesus. And Isaiah spoke as an oracle of God, and he told us that God is our salvation. Why don't we clap and rejoice for the gospel, the glorious gospel. Isaiah 35, starting with verse number 1. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 I don't know about you, but I want to preach the gospel. I don't know how you feel, but I want to know the gospel. I want to preach the gospel. I want to live the gospel. I want my conversation to become as the gospel. I want to tell the whole world who he is and what he's done. Isaiah 35, verse number 1. And the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Something miraculous is going to happen. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord. And the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come. No one else, not a second person, not a third person, not a God Junior, but your God will come. Oh, hallelujah. I love this message. I love this message. I love this message, because this is the only message that is absolute truth. Come on, let's rejoice in the Lord. Let's, amen, rejoice and glory in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Who's going to come and save you? God's going to come. And when God comes, he's going to do the saving. Huh? God doesn't need a trio to save somebody. God doesn't need another person to save somebody. God manifested himself as one person. Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus Christ said, when you've seen me, you've seen God. Hallelujah. He's still Emmanuel, He's the God of the Old Testament. He's the God of Abraham. He's the God of Isaac. He's the God of Jacob. He's the God of David. And he's the God that is here right now. Woo! Come on. There's only one God. And he said, I'm coming. I'm coming. And when I come, I will save you. And what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Verse number 5 says, this is what's going to happen when God comes. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. In the wilderness shall waters break out. Come on, that's where we've been living all of our life, in the wilderness. But now we got the Holy Ghost, and there's water springing up. Woo! Hallelujah. We're just part soil until the Holy Ghost comes in. Isn't it amazing that God can move into a dry place, amen, that's barren and unfruitful, hallelujah, and he can bring forth a river where there is nothing. When there's nothing carved out, God can bring forth life. Aren't you glad that he brought that forth in your life? Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Bob. Don't forget what God has done. Hallelujah. He's only just begun. The tongue of the dumb will sing. In the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool. Hallelujah. And the thirsty land springs of water. Ooh, glory. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs of everlasting joy. Amen. And everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain what? Joy and gladness. And sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Tell somebody that's great news. Tell somebody that's good tidings. Hallelujah. Tell somebody that's the gospel foretold in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter number 40. Am I in the Bible? I'm not just preaching about the word. I'm preaching the word. Is that good enough? Is that good enough? Is the word still good enough for you? Huh? Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 3, and the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness. You thought it was just something that John the Baptist came up with. Amen. This was the spirit, hallelujah, of the Lord that came upon the prophet. He was speaking those things that had not even happened yet, as though they already happened. He said, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for who? A highway for who? A highway for who? A highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Where's it going to be revealed? In the face of Jesus Christ. That's where the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed. I love this message. I love this message. I told the Lord last night, I said, God, I want to know, I want to understand, and I want to preach your gospel. I don't want to preach any other gospel but this one. Does anybody feel me right now? Are you feeling what I'm saying, Brother Aaron? Hallelujah. Does anybody in this house want to know, embrace, and preach this glorious gospel? Come on. Let's make some noise in this house. 2016 is going to be an unprecedented year of gospel preaching. The sons and the daughters will prophesy. Hallelujah. My God. Woo. Hallelujah. I know the Bible is right because not only have I read it, I've tried it. Huh? I've tasted it for myself, and it's real. It's still alive. Hallelujah. It's a living word. O Zion, that bringeth good tidings. Everybody say good tidings.
We thought good tidings was just something that the angels said in the New Testament when Jesus was born. But good tidings came in the days of old. Good tidings came through the mouths of the prophets. Hallelujah. All the prophets spoke of one person. Hallelujah. They spoke of one being. They spoke of one deity. They spoke of one sovereignty. And that one sovereignty would be both Lord and Christ. He would be Emmanuel. He would be God with us. He would be God incarnate. Hallelujah. Oh, good tidings. Get up to the mountain, O Jerusalem, and bring good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid, and say unto the cities of Judah. Now, I want you to help me right now. If you're a Bible believer, hallelujah, I want you to tell at least one person and just repeat these words. I want you to speak this to at least one person. Amen. Brother to brother, come on. Are you ready? Tell them this. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up and be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, say unto those people that praise God, tell them this. But listen. How are you going to tell them? You're going to tell them with your voice lifted with strength. Amen. You're going to tell them without fear. You're going to say to them, behold your God, my God. Verse 10, behold, the Lord God will come. Oh, we ought to rejoice. We ought to shout. We ought to praise. We ought to dance because we know who our God is. And we know that He's already come. And we know that His name is. I'm not getting to the good part. I'm already on the good part. Woo, hallelujah. I hope that you can smell the aroma of this revelation. I hope that you can taste and see for yourself that there's only one that's truly good, and He is God, and He is here today. Hallelujah. Your God has come. He's come with a strong hand, and His arm shall rule for Him. Who shall believe the report of the Lord? And to who shall the arm of the Lord be revealed? It comes by revelation. Ooh, hallelujah. I just need somebody to help me praise God. I need somebody to help me rejoice because of the revelation of our great God who came to the earth. Hallelujah. Amazing. His arm shall rule for him. His reward is with him. His work is before him. What's this Lord God going to do when he gets here? He's going to feed his flock like a shepherd. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks that the Lord God will come and he will feed his flock. Like a shepherd, he shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. Tell somebody there's no God like our God. There's no king like our king. Hallelujah. There is no Lord like our Lord. He is the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the God of gods, the great I am. He's El Shaddai. He's Elohim. Hallelujah. Oh, he's Yahweh. He's Jehovah. Oh, he's El Shaddai. My. Is that good enough for you? Is that good enough for your neighbor? I'm telling you, if you begin to preach who God is, it'll get their attention. This is what we do. We just try to invite people to church and hope the preacher will preach the gospel. Preach to them. Preach to them. I long for the day. I really do. that when we ask for all the ministry to stand up, everybody in the house says, that's me. I'm a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm a carrier of the good news and the glad tidings. What's the good news? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord. He didn't say love a Trinity. He said love the Lord. I'm going to rejoice because I got the revelation of who God is. Woo! Come on, rejoice with me. Hallelujah, oh Judah. Come on, Zion. Your God is the only God. And this is what's going to happen when our God comes. I, Isaiah 43, am he that blotteth out thy transgression, not because you're awesome, but because he's awesome. Not because you're all that, but because he's all that. Not because you've been a good boy, but because he's good. He didn't save it because you're worthy. He saved you because he's God. Hallelujah. My, my. How could God love someone like me? It's easy. He's love. Huh? God so loved. What motivated him? Was it your worth? No, it was his love. He wasn't motivated by your worth. He was motivated by his love. Love is looking for be love. Love is looking for relationship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God. Is this too much? Is this all right? I'm the one, he said, that blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember thy sins. Ooh, glory. Isaiah 45 and verse number 6. Thus saith the Lord, who? The Lord, the King of Israel, and Israel's Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. He said, I'm the first, and I'm the last. And beside me, there is no God. Huh? That's what he said. I'm not concerned with what the world says he is or who what he is. I'm concerned with what God says he is. Whose report will you believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. And the report of the Lord says he's God. And beside him there is no other God. The Bible says he's the first and the last. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. Woo, hallelujah. Jeremiah 23, is this all right? Do we need a little music to help you? Or is the revelation good enough? Jeremiah chapter 23, verses number 5. I wish you'd turn there. I wish you'd mark your Bible. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch. You like dancing at parties? I like dancing because of the revelation. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of God. Blessed be the name of God. Blessed be the name of God. The spirit of prophecy is in here right now. What does the Bible say about the spirit of prophecy? The testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. So what spirit moved upon the prophets? Huh? What testimony did they have? It was the testimony of Jesus Christ. And when they prophesied, they were talking about Jesus, but they weren't allowed to say his name because it was kept secret until the time of revealing. Glory to God. The spirit of prophecy is still working in the church today. And if you yield to it, you'll start testifying of Jesus Christ. Woo! Oh, let's worship our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. Justice. And that's a whole other message concerning what God is. God is love, but God is not all love. If you say that God is all love, that means there's nothing else to God. God is not all love. God is love. But God is holy. God is righteous. God is just. And the justness of God demands payment for sin. Maybe one day we'll talk about the justice of Calvary. Hallelujah. And what the Lord did. My God. Justice in the earth. And in his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is in his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteous. Zechariah 9 and 9. Let me get a little music up here. Zechariah 9 and 9. Oh, I wish you would mark this in your Bible. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. The daughter of Zion. That which comes forth from Zion. Hallelujah. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, O habitation of peace. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just, having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. What is that speaking of? It is speaking of the coming of Jesus Christ. And the Bible calls him the king. The Bible calls him the Lord God. Hallelujah. The Bible calls him the King of Israel. The Bible calls him the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, the last, the branch, the Lord our righteous. He will come with salvation, and he will come lowly and riding upon an ass. And the Bible says of Jesus Christ, amen, that he came into Jerusalem, what? He was riding on a little colt. He was riding on a little donkey. There he was. They didn't know what they were looking at. They did not know. Hallelujah. They did not recognize. They did not hear. They did not perceive that he was their king. The Bible says he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Let's all stand to our feet today. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter number 1. And he shall, or she shall, bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people. He shall save his people. Whose people? His people. From their sins. Isn't it amazing? When you really think about it. How good God really is. That he could have let us go astray. He could let us wander in a state of hopelessness and let us die lost. He could have created another species, a superior species, so to speak. But he didn't. He was not willing that any should perish. Without him. But he took responsibility for his own creation. I wish somebody would get a revelation of that. God took responsibility for his own creation. Amazing. 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 He took it upon himself. Sovereignty. Omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence. Creator of heaven and earth. He made angels. He made birds. He made rivers and lakes and ponds and oceans and mountains and trees. But he wasn't satisfied. It was good, but he wasn't content. But when he made man, he made man in his own image. Hallelujah. He created man. He made male and female. He brought forth the woman out of the man. Just like he brought forth the church out of himself. What a wonderful Savior. His name is Jesus. And when he came all those years ago, He came to save His people, past, present, and future, from their sins. Verse 23, they shall call His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted as God with us. When the prophet stood, the man Simeon, the elder, the just, the devout man, when he saw the Lord, the Bible says that he took Jesus in his arms and he began to bless God. And he said, Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people. He was talking about the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people, Israel. Who was Jesus? People are wondering today, who is Jesus? When you tell them that He's the Son of the living God, you need to give them a little bit more detail. Because the Bible says He's the only begotten. He's the only one of His kind, the God kind. Who was this Jesus? Paul had a revelation. Paul on the road to Damascus. He was killing Christians, having them put in prison and killed and slaughtered. And Paul, he knew the scripture. And Paul prayed to the God of Israel. And Paul prayed and he rehearsed, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. He rehearsed that. I believe he rehearsed it daily. But then all of a sudden, when that light shone from heaven, it was a light that was greater than the light of the sun. Only God is greater than His creation. Huh? He's a greater light than the light He created. And when the light shone, something in Saul perceived that no one could do this but God. And falling to his knees, he said, Lord, Lord, who are you? And the Lord God, the King of glory, the first, the last, El Shaddai, Jehovah, Jireh, I am that I am, Elohim, spoke back to him and says, I am Jesus. It's not enough just to hear somebody say that Jesus died on a cross, was buried, and rose again. That's not enough. They need to know who Jesus is. Because many people died on the cross, and almost every religion today demands and teaches some form of repentance and washing. So we need more than just tell people, well, you just need to repent. Who are they going to call on if they don't know? They have to hear who He is so they know who to call on. We're not preaching the whole gospel unless we tell them who Jesus is. He's the Son of God. He is the God that created heaven and earth, that became our salvation. He did it. He did it. And the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh. And He dwelt among us. We beheld His glory. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah, the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Step out from where you are if you want to preach this gospel. Step out from where you are if you want to know more about this glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Just an invitation. It's 1 o'clock. This Jesus that we've been preaching about, this Jesus that told the people, the prophets have been speaking about me for years. And lo, I come in the volume of the book. Huh? He said, the book's written about me. I'm about to go crazy. I'm telling you, if we can get a hold of the gospel and begin to lift up our voice and preach this gospel with strength and without fear, people will know who to believe in. And if they know who to believe in, they'll call on it. You mean God did all this? Yeah, God did this. That's right. God manifested himself in human flesh. Why? Here it is. Listen to me. Let's just pause. Why did he come in the flesh? I'm going to give you, there's much to say. I'm going to give you two things. Two words to remember of why God himself, the Word, which was with God, which was God, became flesh, was made flesh and dwelt among us. Why did he do it? Two reasons. Number one, to reveal himself to his creation. You could not know God unless he revealed himself. Number one, he came to reveal himself to his creation. And number two, he came to reconcile those he loves. That's right. He came to reveal himself and reconcile us unto himself. So what is the gospel? The gospel is this, that God, who created heaven and earth and made man in his image, was not willing that we die without him, decided to come himself in the flesh, manifesting who he was and who he will always be, to redeem, to reconcile, and to restore the fellowship that he had with Adam. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Can we reach out to him? Can we reach out to him? It is he alone that has the power and the authority to save and to remove and to blot out our transgressions. It is his blood that redeems us. Oh, what a Savior. Hallelujah. Do you believe this gospel message? Do you believe that it was God that came to earth, making himself, his flesh, his body, a son, so that he could sacrifice and pay the penalty of sin for us, that we could come back to him and partake of the tree of life? Come on, do you believe this? If you believe this, why don't you call on him? Why don't you call on the name of the Lord? Hallelujah. Why don't you call on the name of the Lord right now? Come on, we can get a little bit more music if you want to. It's all right. I pray that every voice that has a soul would call upon the name of the Lord today. Because he's the Savior. Because he's the Savior. Because there's no one like him. There's no one like him. There's no one that could do what he did. You are God alone. You are God alone. Oh, the blessing. blessed gospel of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that God would come to earth, hallelujah, to reveal himself and reconcile us unto himself. Oh, what a message. Oh, what a message, Brother Black. Oh, what a message. What a message. What a message. What a message. Come on, those of you that have been in the church a while, why don't we just take time and just reminisce? Why don't we just take some time and just bask in the presence of the Lord? Hallelujah, your God has come. Your God has come. Hallelujah. And the seed bruised the head of the adversary. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, oh. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to know the God of creation. I want to know the God that became my Savior. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. Come on, he's waiting on you to call on him. He's called you today through the gospel. He's called.